Trendy is presented for the people by Caesar Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. Welcome back to another edition of Trendy, presented by Omaha, the competition show where we like to explore the best way to wager for casual cappers. And I have to admit to you, audience, I find myself in a very unfamiliar, very uncomfortable position, and that is losing to Brad Evans. He comes out on Monday, cashes a couple of tickets right in my face, is up 5.6 to 1.9. I don't even know how to view life anymore. I thought the one thing that was certain is I could beat you, but now you are stomping me. How are you feeling, Brad?
I reverse the question to you. How are you feeling? And I'll give you a little bit of a hint. I think you feel like every woman I've ever dated in my life. Uncomfortable. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I in a competition with this guy? But yeah, welcome to the club, my friend. We're going to stay hot, and I'm going to just drill you even harder on this hump day.
Also not what the girls you date usually say.
Amen to that.
So, Brad, before we get into too much trouble continuing down that subject, something I'd like to talk about with each one of my guests, and we didn't do it on your first visit here, and we are lucky enough to have you back, is how the hell does you find yourself talking to me? Like, what are these crazy career choices that you've made that led us into this world where we get to shout into a microphone on Zoom, somehow get recorded out and make a living on it? I know your background is not, I was born to radio, I was born to podcast, or anything like that. You started in a completely different career path. So tell our audience at home how you ended up here today and where you began.
Yeah, I'll give you the abridged version of this. So, you know, back in the day, I attended the University of Illinois. I wanted to be an on-air meteorologist. That was the aspiring dream. And then I saw the calculus courses that I had to take at U of I, and I said, screw that noise. I could barely do simple math. So there was no way I'm going to be able to pass and earn a degree at an esteemed institution, and somebody's going to give me a job in the end. So I pivoted, became a history major, and got my degree, and eventually became an educator. Yes, impressionable young minds. I used to bestow not really a whole lot of wisdom upon them. And the 6 years as a high school educator for at-risk students. So, you know, a lot of kids that just didn't really fit in traditional settings, they came to me, and I was hoping they would show up. Some days they didn't. Some days they did. And we had some interesting conversations, taught history. I did teach a weather kind of one-on-one level class, even taught at the juvenile institution here, Juvie, in Central Illinois. So I did that for 6 years. And on the side, I was running various fantasy franchises, football, baseball, read a lot of content on Roto-World. Rest in peace, now NBC Sports Edge. And there was a guy he used to write on that site and maybe kind of back in some capacity, and that's Matthew Berry. And when Berry was an aspiring writer in Hollywood for craptastic movies, such as one of the many sequels to Crocodile Dundee, he was also running a lot of fantasy franchises, wrote a column. I was during a prep break one day. I'm like, oh, he's starting a Yahoo group site. What is that? It's like Reddit before Reddit. And I joined, posted a bunch of stuff on the message board. Barry reached out to me, didn't know him from Adam at all, and said, hey, can you write? I said, hey, man, all I did in college was drink and write as a history major. Wrote a piece, the website at TompsonMrRoto.com blew up. A lot of people emerged from the fray of that website, and the rest is history. I interviewed a Yahoo. And I got a job there. That was a great run for 13 years. It was at Bally Sports until they laid me off, much like Yahoo did. And then Live and Line came along, that a show that I created and co-star on an EP for Stadium. So, yeah, man, I've worn a lot of different hats, met a lot of great people in this business. And I can't believe I'm continuing to earn money from my idiotic selections, whether gambling related or fantasy football related.
Well, you know, Wemby's still a teenager, and after the way you talked about him last episode, I can't believe they let you anywhere near a school zone.
But I can't either. And they're like, hey, You're a great man for this job. You come in, you teach the kids about the War of 1812. That's a wrap. Here's your $5 because you're barely making minimum wage anyway as an educator. But the great state of Illinois, where an idiot like me can graduate from U of I, not a subject that I really wanted a degree in, but in history, and I teach young, impressionable minds.
Well, it is pretty perfect that you're a budding meteorologist because, like, gambling prognosticator and meteorologist are the only two you could be right half the time and still keep your job. So
that is entirely right. And just to be, you know, entirely truthful, I went back to school. I got a master's degree from Mississippi State University, all online. I've actually never stepped foot in the state of Mississippi. True story. But go Bulldogs. I am a Mississippi State grad with an advanced master's degree in geoscience with an emphasis in meteorology. So I'm still playing that weather nerd mentality. And I am trying to get the biceps like Jim Cantore, a little bit shy of that.
Yeah, no, let me go ahead and give you the forecast for that. Not going to happen. So, Brad, you are very vocal on LinkedIn and the X and other places about, you know, our industry and the future of content within it. You and I obviously have done a lot together and had a lot of conversations on the subject. You are one of the only people, though, to have a television job as an EP, as an on-air talent within the sports gambling and fantasy content space. It's only a handful of people that can make that claim. So what advice or what would you suggest or what would you say to anybody who's listening right now who wants to do this, you know, 6 months from now, next year, 5 years, 10 years from now, and set themselves up for the same level of success you've had?
Yeah, you got to be versatile. You got to be able to be a kind of a jack of all trades. You know, writing is kind of falling out of favor for a lot of decision makers, but I still think that's going to, you know, revert and come back around eventually. So you still got to be competent and strong in that area. You got to be great behind the mic. You got to be very comfortable on camera as well. And you got to bring the noise, got to bring the energy and the confidence with your selections and be entirely transparent. Because when you are an open book, not only are you being authentic and kind of, you know, true to your audience, but they're like, you know, this guy doesn't know everything. I don't know everything, but I'm going to tail him on this Rockets bet tonight because I believe in what he is selling or she is selling. So, you know, being open, being honest, being transparent, being versatile, those are the, you know, biggest keys, and never saying no to anything. If somebody, you know, sends you an email or drops you a text message and says, hey, come on, let's talk gambling on my podcast or on radio or on television, you say yes, yes, and yes again. Try to get your name out there as much as you can because it's a highly competitive business. And you got to put your best foot forward all the time. So checking those boxes, I think, is going to veer you in the right direction. That is the path I have taken in my career. And I've been at this nearly two decades, amazingly.
You're telling me it's amazingly. I can't believe you got past 2 days. You're right about the energy. And I mean, I doubt anybody is curious. But the reason I scream at the top of every show is some advice Sal gave me a couple of years ago when he asked me to start hosting stuff against my will and the American public's will. Yeah. Is that you want to be yourself, but you want to be like 110% of yourself. And so once you start yelling at the top of a show or like you do all of your seduce by the juice, you get your shoulders moving and all those sorts of things, it's harder to come back down from it. So that's some of the best advice I could give you is one, don't do Zooms with Brad when he's trying to dance while you're talking. And two, just like amp it up. Because at the end of the day, like Brad and I are about to play hardhead heater crib. We're about to give picks. You're not going to go bet $100,000 based on what we say, but hopefully we helped you, you know, find 20 minutes of entertainment. Hopefully you like, you know, what we are talking about. Maybe you bet it, maybe you don't. It's just an avenue for us to talk about sports and play a little bit of, have a little bit of fun. I was about to say something that had a bad word in it, but I'm saving Brett from having to hit the bleep button. And it's the entertainment part of it that matters more than anything else. Like, if you start trying to sell your picks, like Godspeed, because that isn't an avenue that usually ends well, particularly in major media. So just be yourself, amp it up, find people you like to talk to, have good conversations, and then just try to be entertaining about this, you know, silly little game that we all love.
Yeah, and can I put a cherry on top of the sundae real quick about never pay for picks? Your picks and advice should always be free. It's got to be front and center. It's got to be accessible. And you got to be transparent. I think there was a major grift that is going on. If you were subscribing to a site for $99.95 a month and getting some, you know, crappy betting picks in the process, everybody wins occasionally. Everybody loses occasionally. I subscribe to win some, lose most, but I'm always, you know, an open book about what hits, and I give you all of the support needed on why I like a bet. But most of all, it's always free. Don't shell out your hard-earned cash and pay for picks. Period. End of story.
Yep. You're getting exactly what you paid for. But hopefully you do find it entertaining along the way, because this is an entertainment product, at least for us, right? Like, we're not million-dollar bettors. We're not going out and trying to shut the books down or anything like that. Like, we are you guys. We are, if you're listening to this, you probably are a $5, $10, $20, $50 bettor, and we're in this as an entertainment product. And so keep your content in that space, keep perspective, and realize that, you know, we're doing this just to pass time on this big blue marble and have some fun along the way.
Amen to that.
All right. Well, we're going to pass a little bit of time after this break where we give Caesars a little bit of love, and then we will play Heart, Head, Heat, or Cred, where we will give you our reasons. We will tell you why, then you can tail or fail us, whatever you want to do.
You know, when the conversation turns stampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up. Omaha Full. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
We are back, and Brad, I cannot believe I am saying this, but you have the lead, and therefore you have honors. Where are you going with your heart pick today?
Well, naturally, when I have honors, what better sport and what better league to go to than the MAC in college football? So I'm going to break out a little selection, and I love the SGPs. You know that. It's a great way to, you know, to conjure up some value in, you know, spreads or totals or whatever direction you want to take it. So in the Miami, Ohio, Akron game, so the battle of that battleground state, I'm going to take the Red Hawks down to -13.5, and I'm going to take the total up to 50.5 and slam the under. You put those two together at Caesars Sportsbook, you're looking at a +110 juice. Now, let me give you the reasons behind it. Miami, in terms of EPA data that is out there, number 67 in total offense, nothing really to write home about, but they are a top 20 national defense, according to EPA numbers. Akron really struggling, moving the chains and find the end zone. Number 122 are the Zips. It's not a whole lot of zippity doo-dah, and they are not going to have a day in offensively because of that standing of 122 in EPA total offense, but a very good defensive team. Number 32 in EPA per play defense. So I put two and two together. I think Miami rolls, and I think the under hits. Miami has hit the under on 50.5 in four of their last five MAC contests, and Akron has gone under just a couple of contests this year in the MAC, but expected play added data says, hey, listen, you got to bet the under here, and you got to go with the Redhawks.
Okay, some action for you to lead us off here today. I have not watched a MAC game all year. That is my confession to you, and therefore I have no opinion whatsoever and will stay clear of that game. I will keep my streak alive. I am heading over to the NBA, Brad, because I failed miserably at college basketball on Monday's show. I made two bets. One was your Jackrabbits. One was
not fighting Jackrabbits. They, coincidentally, they were going against Akron. And we got screwed. Zeke Mayo had himself a game, but he didn't get a whole lot of support. So, yes, I'm bitter Betsy about my pride of Brookings, South Dakota, not get the job done the other night.
Yeah, no, that ticket ended up being worth zips. So I am still keeping a little bit of a college theme going today because I'm going with someone who shares my alma mater, and that is Malcolm Brogdon, over 35.5 points, rebounds, assists. -111 tonight. And that number sounds really high for Malcolm Brogdon, but Scoot Henderson has already been ruled out. And with Henderson out, Brogdon has been getting huge minutes, 39-44 against Memphis, the last two games out. And he's used that run to clear this number both times. Now he gets a Kings team that struggles against opposing guards, even giving up like 24 to the likes of Jordan Clarkson. And there's nobody like Brogdon to back him up, meaning that his usage is going to be through the roof. When Scoot's in and Brogdon's a great change of pace, then that's great. But when Brogdon has to play both roles, there's nobody to relieve him, and therefore he's getting these massive volume numbers. Hadn't even been shooting the ball that well, like was shooting like in the mid 30s in his percentages, but he was getting the lines, allowing you to get up and over this number. So I mentioned the UVA connection at the very top, Brad. It did alarm me when I was looking at Brogdon's number to realize I think at this point he might have the best NBA career already of any UVA graduate, which is sad to think about because original Wemby, Ralph Sampson, was the best player to ever come out of UVA, but obviously, had massive injury problems, and his peak was only, two or three seasons. So at this point, there's not a lot of other competition, and like a team that is just won a national title and has made some deep tournament runs and things like that, I think he's their most successful NBA player, which is pretty sad.
It really is. I mean, I'm going to give it to Ralph Sampson because I remember him vividly as a child growing up in Texas. I was a big fan of the big men and once again, point to Church's Chicken, David Robinson hanging out there behind me. Malcolm Brogdon is a stat sheet stuffer. Try saying that like 10 times fast. He gets a little bit of everything. So I'm kind of with you on this one.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if you want to tail or fail me. I'll give you my other ones first and you can make a final decision. Where are you going in the head category?
Well, clearly you're going to tail me on this one because you need a reason to watch Thursday Night Football this week. Unless you're going to get some free shares of Amazon stock or maybe a sweet deal on like a pizza blanket for the holiday season. It's a real thing. And I guess they're like really super hot right now on Amazon.com. I'd like to have a quilted piece of pepperoni, please. And I would also like for Hayden Hurst.
Is this a real thing?
I'm dead serious. Look, I wrote a piece. It's called the Sledgehammer Special. I post them on the X at Noisy Huevos all the time. And I'm like, I got a kind of creative thought. What's hot right now for the holiday season? So we'll go to Amazon and seeing what the trending products were. A pizza blanket was number one thing that came up on my screen. I'm like, this isn't real. And I click on it. Oh, it's real. And it is indeed spectacular. It's a giant round blanket with pepperonis on it. And I'm like thinking, oh man, my kids will love this. Just walking around with a pizza blanket on. So yeah, it's a hot item.
What and why? I weep for the future of America. Like, who is buying this? And why is it number one on Amazon?
I have no idea, but it was scrumptious. I might have ordered a pizza called Domino's. I got it instantly delivered as a result. So whatever works for people, you know, live your life however you want.
Well, at UVA, there were certainly some 3-4 a.m. days where I had a real pizza as a blanket because I pass out with it on top of me. So that sounds more fun than what Amazon has.
Yeah, that's valid. So Hayden Hurst, believe it or not, in this Thursday night matchup in which you need to swallow the worm to enjoy it on a hashtag tequila Thursday, I think he's going to hit the over on 14.5 receiving yards. That was a minus 115 juice at Caesars. Now you look at Hurst, he's averaging 10.6 yards per catch, and he's running 25.3 routes per game. The reason why I really love this bet is the fact the Bears royally suck defensively. They're number 31 in the NFL in total EPA defense. And against tight ends, they've allowed the 10th most tight end yards, giving up over 51 per game. 10 guys of the plus size variety have gone over this number. And Hurst is coming off his best game of the season, which he caught 54 yards against the Colts. It could be a single play payday. One catch goes for 15 yards. And cash money. So that's where my head is at. And again, I'm raising a glass of Añejo, important por favor, in that Thursday night matchup, Bears and Panthers. And no, I will be in Chicago, and hell no, I'm not attending.
Well, it's like Damashek brings this up all the time, where he talks about that he wants the worst and the second worst team to play the Toilet Bowl instead of the Pro Bowl to determine the number one draft pick.
Here you go.
But are we going to we have it. It's here on Thursday night. It's the only game that's going to be on the air. You have no other options to watch the NFL. You're going to be in the city. You're going to be blocks from the stadium, and you still wouldn't go and watch this. So, why do we want to see it again in January?
I'm going to a bar, Parlor Pizza. They've got fine adult beverages. They have pepperoni in that circular form. Oh, delicious wood fire grub there at the Parlor Pizza in the greater Chicagoland area. I'm going to belly up to the bar. I'm going to have multiple tequilas. I'm going to watch that game out of the corner of one eye, and I'm going to watch college basketball out of the corner of the other eye. That's how I would prefer to watch this and sit. And it's going to be some chilly air there along Lake Michigan and endure a game in which doesn't really matter what happens because the Bears own Carolina's rights in the NFL draft. Yeah. They could have the 1 and 2 overall picks. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole thing's crazy. And the reason they own it is the Bryce Young trade. And I'm going to make him part of my head bet, but because I feel obligated to have some NFL action, which is, by the way, I am going to tail your Hurst bet. You were right about that. The Bears do suck on defense. And I did like that one quite a bit. You set your pick first to me today. I had Hurst down already. So I just figured I'd tail it instead.
Beat you to the punch.
You did beat me to the punch today. But I am going to go with a Carolina special here with a parlay first involving the Hornets, because they play my very own Washington Wizards, who are proud owners of by far the worst defense in the league, and also play with the fastest pace, which is like speeding on your way to a vasectomy. Like, why do they want people to get there so fast? Because this is going to be unpleasant every single time they try to guard the basketball. I'm starting to believe these players are actually Wizards, as they seem to know the spell to make all hope disappear. They are garbage. And now I get to bet on the Hornets over team total. I get to bet on this? Hell yes. Over 120.5, because the Hornets also play with the third fastest pace in the league, and they are going to clear this number unless they go absolute ice cold. They also are always around this number. Like, the Hornets are like 117, 118, 122 every single night. And like, the Hornets are just a force multiplier. I'm not sorry. The Wizards are just a force multiplier. Whatever you normally score, like, add 20 points to it, and that's where you're going to end up. 5 out of 6 against the Wizards have gone over this number. Like, I couldn't love this bet anymore, over 120.5. And then I'm combining it with Bryce Young on over rushing yards, 10.5. Because you inspired me. You did really great on this on Monday night with Herbert. It is how you're beating me right now. You made it your cred pick. I'm looking to return the favor on you. Bryce got 41 last week, starting to use his legs as more of a weapon, which is great because otherwise at the NFL level, he looks completely unarmed. The Bears give up this total in each of their first 5 games when they played quarterbacks who could scoot a little bit. I say they do it again tonight. You put the the two together, you get yourself a delicious Carolina platter at +242, like having pulled pork and ribs together. And so, Brad, as somebody who grew up a little bit in Texas, as somebody who loves a good food discussion, what are your barbecue preferences? Would you go Carolina style like this bet? Or growing up in Texas, are you more of a Texas fan? KC, where are you putting your taste buds?
I like vinegar-based sauces. I have learned that. I can actually get those here in Central Illinois. There is a phenomenal local barbecue joint. That is Carolina style barbecue. I like a good smoked chicken. Because I'm always thinking about health first. Then I, drain it with about a dozen beers and a whole heaping pile of fries, and that gets thrown out the window. But, a Carolina-based spicy hot sauce match with that smoked chicken, that's a match made in heaven.
Mm. I am disappointed in you. I guess you meet expectations. You get things wrong so often, it's only appropriate you get things wrong again here.
You're tapping into Texas, aren't you?
I can't believe somebody who grew up in San Antonio said that they prefer.
Now, if you would have said Tex-Mex food, I'm all in. But you brought up barbecue and I go Carolina style. I'm sorry.
You're out of your freaking mind. The Texas Trinity and the quality of the meat there is amazing. Although I guess I kind of get it for you, because growing up in Virginia, I would eat Carolina style barbecue. And my favorite one was sticky fingers, which is exactly what you have after you watch Wemby play. So I can see why it is your preference. Yeah. See why it is your preference to go for that Carolina style. All right, so let's get back on track here. Get over to the heater, where I've been fading the Bulls all week. And they threw it in my face versus the Jazz on Monday night. But I am right back on the wagon tonight. I've got the Suns money line, -115. Beal looks like he might play tonight. Durant is on fire. The Bulls still suck. I don't care if they beat the Jazz or not. And I am making back my losses from Monday tonight on the Suns. You are back in the pack. Where are you going with your action tonight?
Yeah, USC did me a solid. I know they're going to be in action on Thursday, but let's go to some Hulk Day matchups. And one is going to be played in Chicago, believe it or not. So neutral court environment. I'm going to take the points with Arizona State. They are getting 4 points, taking on Mississippi State. And that number has come down, open at +5 for ASU. So a little money coming in on the Sun Devils. And I say forks up. I know that Frankie Collins, the only starter they got coming back, for this roster, they got a questionable front court there with some of the transfers they're bringing in. So it may take some time for them to congeal, but they're going to be 3-point assassins, I feel, this season. And you know the MO, Bobby Hurley coach teams, it's all about that D. It's all about that defense specifically. They were number 21 in EFG defense last season. So they're going to go out and they're going to guard. This is going to be a slower paced game. Mississippi State does have a lot of minutes back. They're going to be missing their top player, though, who's going to be out of action, I believe, due to injury. They only shot 28.6%. from way downtown last year. So putting ball through basket was a bit of a chore for my alma mater, I guess. I do have a college degree from there at Mississippi State. So I'm going to fade the Bulldogs. They're going to get kindled in this one. Give me Arizona State at +4. Hell, they may take this on the money line in the Windy City.
This is the happiest I ever see you. It's early season college basketball, NFL still going on. Like, you are absolutely, you're elevated. I love how much you love betting this stuff. So,
Toby, you don't want to know what's going down below my waist. I'll give you a hint. It's a priapism.
Jesus. All right. I got to get away from you. So what are we doing over on credibility, since you still have honors? I'm going to give out a Chet bet here in just a minute, but what do you got first?
Sister Jean is alive and well, and I, can't believe I'm fading Loyola Chicago, but that other game is being played at Wintrust is between Loyola Chicago and Florida Atlantic, and I'm going to lay the chalk with the hootie hoos, the Owls there. That number has climbed. It opened at -4.5, and I was at -6 at Caesars, but I ain't scared. I ain't deterred, because Florida Atlantic, Dusty May back coaching, though he got a lot of offers in the offseason, and they had their entire starting five back from that Final Four team last year, including one of the best names in college basketball, Vladislav Golden, the big seven-footer down low. They have the excellent guard play there in Davis and Martin. They were top 25 last season, EFG offense and EFG defense. So they get it done on both ends of the floor. And Loyola, work in progress. Allen Orr's are back. Denzel Valentine, a really tapped in transfer market like every coach pretty much in America to rebuild the rest of the roster. They're going to be much improved, but it's going to be a work in progress. They were picked to finish middle of the pack in the Atlantic 10. I just think FAU has too much experience, too much firepower, too many returning minutes overall. I think they cover, they win the sucker by 10 or more. And all I'm laying is six. Hell to the yes.
I kind of regret my Hearst one, but I'm already locked and loaded. And I want action on the Thursday night game. I don't want action on Florida Atlantic. That's what sick is.
You got to give yourself a reason to watch both of these games. What's going to be more exciting, FAU Loyola or the stinking Bears and Panthers? It's not remotely close. It's college hoops all day.
Yeah, bad offense all over the place. So I am giving out the Chet bet, Brad, and I am going to back Holmgren tonight for 2+ blocks in my credibility pick. Oh. He got seven blocks the last time out against the Cavs, as they like to challenge him inside, and he repeatedly made them regret that decision. Now with Jared Allen back, they will be even more banging down low. I love him to send two back the other way as he continues his stellar rookie campaign. The odds on that one weren't quite good enough for me to feel okay giving it out all on its own, giving it out naked. So I am pairing it with SGA, as Shea seems to love his battles with Donovan Mitchell, getting 34 the last time they matched up. He's averaging 25.7 on the season. And in this showdown, I love him to get at least his season average. So you can get the two of them together. Holmgren 2+ blocks, SGA 25+ points at +104. And I was strongly considering the OKC money line, but I like this bet better as I think it covers more scenarios and is the same odds. Overall, Thunder are super fun to watch. They're super fun to bet on. So I am putting Stormbreaker up in the air and calling down the Thunder for 2 units tonight.
You are a naughty boy, Toby. So naughty. I love that one quite a bit, my friend. I really do. I think that one might be my tail. It could be. It's a very strong contender right now.
All right. Well, give out your final verdict, my friend. We're at the end of my selection, so you have no more time to spare. You got to give it out now.
All right. I really do like the Bryce Young call. I mean, he threw Charlotte out there, and, you know, I'm a huge fan, and I have an ample rookie cards of J.R. Reed. Just for that alone, I should consider Charlotte. But no, I got to go with the Chet Holmgren SGA parlay. I think my pants dissolved when you toss it out there.
Chet bet. Let's do it tonight, baby. You're in it with me. Yep. All right. We got to make a little bit more money here so I can spend it on Chet bets. Give our sponsors a little bit of love. Come back with the Second Guess Express and get you on your way. All right, Bradley, we are back. It is time to give out the one that is sitting on our betting bench and therefore making it a lock to outperform at least one, if not all, of our starters. And I gave you honors earlier, so I'm going to take them right now. I am just going blind DJ Moore. Blind DJ Moore. His odds are not posted because they have no idea who's going to be the quarterback. And I don't care. The fact that they haven't posted the odds yet mean that the Moore line is going to be appropriate for whoever signal caller is trying to get him the ball. And so in his revenge game against his former colleagues, if it's Fields, then that Fields has tunnel vision. All he wants to do is throw the ball to DJ Moore. So I like him on the over. And if they just like hammer every line down because of the alternative and his over is like 38, well, then I think you can get that in a single catch against a pretty bad Carolina defense. So no matter what DJ Moore's over on yards is, no matter what the number is, no matter what the total is, no matter what, I am taking that as my Second Guess Express.
All right, mine is completely idiotic, and this is why it's Second Guess Express. I am fading Steph Curry. Sure. I am sick. I am diminished.
Award-winning strategy.
Listen, man, my mom admitted me a few years ago. She dropped me on my head as a child, which explains a lot. And this is, was really come out of this as a result of that. I took the under on 4.5 threes made for Curry because I got kind of seduced by the juice at +115. Yeah. There at Caesar Sportsbook, but it's all about maximizing the matchup and a negative sense for Curry because the Denver Nuggets, all they do is go out and challenge shots everywhere, especially on the arc. They've allowed the fourth fewest made threes per game this season, 10.3, and now also giving up just 31.3% from along the perimeter. Now, Steph has been a fire-breathing dragon to start the year, 47.5%. As what he has hit from distance. He's gotten over 5 threes in a game, or at least 5. That's all he needs to hit the over on this in 6 of 8 contests. And he hit 2 of 3 against the Nuggets last year on the over. But I got a sick pit in my stomach that says Steph Curry finishes with 4 exactly. And shiver me timbers, Captain Oak comes out and scores me some booty.
I do say on the show that overs make friends and unders make money, but I think the line in the sand are Steph Curry unders. There are no Steph Curry unders that are historically going to make money for you.
I'm not right, so, man. I am not right in the head.
Yeah, not on that one. Holy heck. I wish I could fail the Second Guess Express. And that's against the rules. So, Brad, I know we had a lot of fun on this show. You mentioned Live on the Line earlier. What do you got cooking from that show for the rest of the week? And what else you got to plug?
Oh, I'm going to be in Chicago. Again, I'm not going to the Bears game. Why do I want to torment and torture myself? I'm not going to endure that slog on effort over 3 hours. But again, I am willing to wager on it. So I am in studio Thursday and Friday, Live on the Line. Check us out at the Bally Sports RSNs or on Stadium at watchstadium.com/live at noon Eastern time on Thursday and Friday, really every Monday through Friday for the rest of eternity or until BetMGM refuses. Can't say that, or until our sportsbook sponsor refuses to pay us. And on top of that, the Fade 5 podcast, download it and subscribe right now wherever you get your podcast. We also have a YouTube channel. Nathaniel and Lily and I will be back after it on Thursday and Friday. I make all kinds of media appearances, and I'm still aroused.
Oh my god, we got to get people out of here. Before we do so, though, and you need something else to think about besides what Brad has going on under the desk, please go back and listen to -3 from Monday, where John Hamm came on to argue about fantasy sports in the greatest possible example of stars being just like us. We have extra points coming today, -3 on Thursday and Friday with the Hench episode, as well as the 15-minute pregame show that we're super proud of. Go watch that one on YouTube right after you finish with those Fade 5 clips. And then Lemon Pepper Parlay, Waiver Wired are already ready for you to listen to. And we will be back with Covered in Glory, covering the real football, the beautiful game with Brett and I tomorrow. So thank you so much for enduring all of our entendre today. I'm sure we'll be back with more of it on Friday. And Brad, as is our tradition, what do you have to scream at everybody before we leave?
Adios, amigos! I need a cold shower.
He needs a cold shower, and he needs to get the tequila Thursday. All right, everybody. Enjoy all the sports. We will see you on Friday. Take care, everyone.